Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the final week of March. Today, I am sitting with you outside in a park. It's the same park I practiced skating back in February, where there used to be two pop-up rinks. There are now only wooden structures. The grass is still brown, but the birds are chirping and people are walking outside, and it feels like spring. It's been 7 years since I came to Ottawa, and even though I visit my hometown in Japan once a year, once every 2 years, I always go there in summer. And recently I was thinking how I haven't seen cherry blossoms for 7 springs. Spring here is very different from the one in my hometown, but is also very beautiful in its own way. What's the spring like in the place where you live? This is the final episode of Michael's Story Photograph Season 1. And today I am sharing with you a memory from my childhood regarding trends. Growing up, I was never a trendy person. Perhaps it's more accurate to say that I never understood the concept of a trend. In any case, I often found myself doing different things from other kids around me. But once in a while, I got curious about the trend and I would explore a little bit around it. I wonder what memory about trends might come back to your mind as you listen to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. The one Pokemon toy. The year when I entered primary school, the Pokemon anime series came on the national television network. Everybody around me, both boys and girls, became crazy about the series, except me. At my home, I was only allowed to watch one anime per week, a rule my mother had made to prevent me from becoming a couch potato. And I chose to watch the Doraemon series, another popular anime series at the time. While my classmates talked about different Pokemon characters, I'd walk around the room telling everyone how much I loved Doraemon. I never felt I was missing out on anything important. One day, I was at a grocery store with my mother when I found a snack box with a tiny Pokemon toy. The toy was a miniature figure of a Pokemon character, but you wouldn't see which one until you opened it. "Mummy, can I get this one?" For some reason, I wanted the snack box, even though I wasn't a Pokemon fan. I'd barely known anything about the series, but perhaps that's why I wanted the toy. When I opened the snack box, a miniature figure of a monster that looked like a frog with a flower sprouting on the back came out. Ivysaur. That was the name of the Pokemon I got. The accompanying card explained some key features about this monster. I didn't really understand what they were all about, but I liked the way the tiny monster figure fitted in my palm. The next day, when my classmates were discussing which Pokemon they liked most, I eagerly expressed my new preference. My favorite is Ivysaur. That was the first and the last Pokemon conversation I ever participated, and I was proud to be part of it. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.